The next concert coming up at the Shriver Hall concert series will be presenting the British pianist Imogen Cooper. This is on Sunday, November the 11th at 5:30 at Baltimore Hebrew Congregation Sanctuary. And it's my pleasure to welcome back the executive director of the series, Catherine Cochran. How lovely that you are presenting another Baltimore debut here.
Yes, we're delighted to have Imogen Cooper perform for the first time in Baltimore. She's a sensitive, elegant artist and really one of the finest interpreters of classical and romantic repertoire.
It's true that she does have this reputation for being really a master of the classical and romantic eras, but also a real interest in new music. So let's talk about the Thomas Addis.
Absolutely. Thomas Addis is one of the foremost and most imaginative composers working today. This particular piece was written in 1992 when he was just 20, 21 years old, and before he really broke out onto the international scene with his opera Powder Her Face and big commissions from Simon Rattle and the New York Philharmonic and such. And Addis describes the work as an explosion of John Dowland's lute song, In Darkness Let Me Dwell, from 1610. And it's a really extraordinary, short gem of a piece that just shimmers with fleeting harmonies and interruptions that is haunting and evocative. It will be a treat. And she's played his music. Imogen Cooper has played his music for over 25 years and has premiered several pieces. And she's been a real devotee of his work.
You don't often find a Haydn sonata on the program, so it's lovely that she's opening with that. And then to end with two late sonatas from Beethoven and Schubert. How do you see the connection between those two late works from these giants?
Well, I think the whole program is really beautifully constructed. As you say, it's the Haydn, Beethoven, and Schubert, and they show clear connections between the generations. Charles Rosen, the great musicologist and pianist, described the Beethoven Opus 110 as Haydnesque, and the opening bars of Schubert's C minor sonata also clearly references Beethoven's Diabelli variations. And they're both, I mean, as you said, they're both late sonatas, but in the case of Schubert, it's late in the sense that he died soon thereafter. He was only 31 years old, so you could really consider it as sonatas from his prime.
These are wonderful works and a wonderful program coming up with British pianist Imogen Cooper, a program of Haydn, Thomas Addis, Beethoven and Schubert. This is with the Shriver Hall concert series on Sunday, November the 11th. That's at 5:30 p.m., still in their temporary venue of the Baltimore Hebrew Congregation Sanctuary. More is at shriverconcerts.org. You can also go on the artist's website, imogen-cooper.com. It's always a pleasure to speak to the series executive director, Catherine Cochran. Thanks as always for coming in.
Thank you.